62 now, high atop Blue Hill. A little bit of fog. It's Morgan in the Morning on your radio, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford at Lewisburg. Well worth a drive down Route 45. I thought, do I have a reason to work today? Sure, I can eat a hoagie. like I don't every day, I can eat a hoagie.
Stand
I don't know.
By on this channel.
Here we go again. 3, 2, 1.
Hit it.
We got a great show.
Why is that?
Today is National Eat a Hoagie Day.
No problem. Where do you get it?
Like at the hoagie shop?
Hoagie.
It's also known as a grinder sub.
Okay, number one, eat a hoagie.
Or hero.
Make room for this hot and cheesy hoagie.
Hoagie, please, lover. Yes.
Happy National Eat a Hoagie Day. Showtime.
WQKX.
Somebody call Zach and on a roll. Wake him up. I need something to eat right now. National Eat a Hoagie Day. Let's do this thing. I got no other reason. Just eat a hoagie. Red Sox lost on the West Coast last night. The Ravens lost on Monday Night Football. Rob, the Sports Center has made me absolutely miserable. So, let's eat a hoagie.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Second and 14. Can't lose any yards here. Can he throw? Great pick.
No, you don't throw. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. They did.
He will pass into the end zone for the touchdown and the victory in overtime for the Raiders. And this celebration is for real.
Now, that celebration was for real because they opened up the new stadium to a crowd for the first time. The stadium opened last year, but with COVID, nobody could come. So the new Death Star Stadium or whatever looks like a Star Wars spaceship. Packed in about 62,000 people, and the Raiders won in overtime over the Ravens. So I guess that's exciting for football, not just for Las Vegas. Yeah, that's where the Raiders are now. Pay attention. I don't know where they'll be next year. Oh, wait, they can't move that stadium. Or can they? Maybe it flies. Who knows? The Las Vegas Raiders with a big win, just in case you didn't stay up late and watch it last night. But all you fantasy people are on your computers anyway today.
Attention, listeners. May your fantasy football team take your mind off your real-life job.
Well, yeah.
Finances, no. Sex life, ooh. Weight gain, and alcohol problems.
Hey, come on now. That's just wrong.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Late night sound bites are with us. Jimmy Fallon talks about Dr. Emoji. Yeah, doctors are now allowed to use emojis when diagnosing your illness. That's interesting. Also, some viral comedy you won't want to miss this morning. And we'll visit National Hoagie Day a little bit more. Especially with the lunch ladies at your kid's school. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Oh, hoagies and grinders. Hoagies and
National
grinders.
Eat a Hoagie Day.
Navy beans, Navy beans, Navy beans, Navy beans.
We love our hoagies, don't we?
Grinders, hoagies and grinders.
Even more than a meatloaf sandwich, I think. But anyway. Where's your favorite hoagie coming from? We should post it up on Facebook. There's so many great places to eat in central PA. Now, I'm a Nipah guy. I grew up in northeastern PA. Everybody always brags about that up there. But, boy, once you get down here, there's, like, real good mom-and-pop shops. All right? Hats off to the Amato family. And that mysterious bread they make, the rolls. You get an Amato's hoagie, and it's like, wow. You know that kind of thing? You know, a lot of mom-and-pop shops doling out sandwiches, too. You know, one of my favorite all-time places is the El Rancho outside Nori. I will never deny it. I love it there. I want to live there. Actually, there were years of my life that I think I did live there, but that's another story. And then there's newcomers. All right? And if they're mom-and-pop newcomers, invite me. I will show up, and I will never leave. Or I will brag about you on the radio, and it's called free advertising, and we're not supposed to do that. On a roll in Northumberland, bam. It's a home run every time. Zach and the crew there, I love you guys. I ordered a Dagwood from there last week, and Zach's like, dude, what's up with you? You're a turkey guy. I said, I know, I'm going Dagwood today. I'm feeling crazy. I'm feeling adventuresome. He was like, yeah, but you told me just a couple weeks ago you stopped eating red meat. I said, yeah, he said, Dagwood's got ham on it, Tom. I'm like, I'm okay with that. There's roast beef in there. I said, I'm okay. I'm going out on a limb and I'm going to give it a shot, and I loved it. And I've gone, what, 7, 8, 9 days now with no red meat? It's all good. It's all good. Anyway, National Eat a Hoagie Day. Where's your favorite hoagie? The Ford Fun Line's always open. You can give us a call anytime. We'll just chat about it. 1-800-326-94KX. Whatever happened to that place in Lewisburg, outside Lewisburg? Door Days, I think it was called. Are they still open? I don't know. See, let us know. Let us know. It is National Eat a Hoagie Day, and we want to know where you're eating that hoagie.
Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
Allie's in for Mark. She'll do the news. Rob, the Sports Center has Monday Night Football and more, and your AccuWeather forecast. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. 63 and somewhat foggy up here on Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Racing on the fastest dirt track in America. Remember those days when we used to say that on a commercial? Wait, I used to say that. But anyway, we're talking about Selins Grove Speedway celebrating a giant anniversary. And how do you celebrate? By doing dirty things other than racing on dirt. How about dirty looks? Your chance to win coming up. Stay with us. A little bit of nostalgia there. Selins Grove Speedway and dirty looks. What a great combo. It's Morgan in the Morning with Peaches.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Hey, we're going to have a good time at the Speedway this Saturday night. Dirty looks on a dirt track. You can't beat that. It's going to be fun. The gates open at 5. A lot of great music happening before Dirty Looks hits the stage. Leadfoot, I don't know if you know them. They're from the Harrisburg area. And local favorite, Kinsey. And then Dirty Looks. In and around 8 o'clock on the stage at Selins Grove Speedway, and they are marking a huge anniversary as well. So they decided to do something different and bring in a stage and bring in a show. That is pretty cool. Thanks to the Selins Grove Speedway and Selins Grove Ford for making this possible on the radio here. I will be there on stage Saturday night welcoming in Jack and the boys, as I call him. Jack always says, don't make me the lead man. Just make me a member of the band. I would say, okay, Jack. We've been buddies a long time. We had a winner yesterday morning from Cole Township. Haley's all excited to be going. You want to go Saturday night, huh? Do you?
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Caller one, toll free on the Ford Fun Line, gets into the show. Good luck.
94.1 WQKX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Still to come, it's National Hug Your Hound Day. Does that mean if you don't have a hound dog, you can't hug him? I don't know, I'm wondering. And we're still looking for your favorite hoagie on Eat a Hoagie Day. Check our Facebook page. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Hi, Mike Knitza.
We have another winner.
94KX, this is caller one.
How about that?
How about that, man? Cool down to the wire. Are you ready to see Dirty Looks on Saturday night at the Speedway?
Yes, I am.
You are on the way. Who's this?
Todd Alexander.
Okay, Todd. Where are you from, bud?
I'm Milton.
All right. That's not a far drive down to the Speedway. We go there to see the racing all the time, right?
Right.
Yeah, this time, Dirty Looks on a dirt track. You can't get better than that, right?
That's right.
You are there. Winners all week, Dirty Looks. Get your tickets now at Selins Grove Ford at the Speedway or Brown Ticket, brownpapertickets.com or Fisher Promotion.
Morgan in the Morning. Be a part of the show. The Ford Fun Line is always open. 1-800-326-94KX.
It's National Eat a Hoagie Day. If you want to call us and tell us where your hoagie's at, that's fine. Or log on to our Facebook page and let us know. Eat a Hoagie Day. Where is yours? Let us know, and we'll let kind of everyone know, and we'll share the details throughout the morning. National. I can't get enough of Adam Sandler. I'm sorry. National Eat a Hoagie Day. And we want to know where your hoagie lies.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
It is National Hug-a-Hound Day. Hug-a-Hound Dog. So if you don't have one, my next door neighbor has one. Her name's Avery. She's adorable. Until she sniffs something and runs into the cornfields. They have the weirdest barks. But anyway, I love a hound dog. Hug a hound dog. Coming up next, after the news, after the sports, and after the AccuWeather, viral comedy. Speaking of dogs, your dog fetches a ball. No big deal.
I have to look to take two. They're going to have to take a chance.
Unless it's during a professional cricket game. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. 63 now and very foggy, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Hey, 94KX has your Bloomsburg Fair concert tickets again this year. Some great stuff coming into the fairgrounds. First up will be next Wednesday night. Pat Benatar with her hubby, Neil Giraldo. Great guitar player. I mean, he's been with her since day one, but he gets billing now. But anyway, Pat Benatar, tickets on the way for you. Later on today, like 2 o'clock hour with Mark Stevens. But you've got to be listening for this song first. We're running with the shadows on the mind. So baby, take my hand, you'll be all right. Surrender all the things to me tonight. Welcome to it. Shadows of the Night, 2 o'clock this afternoon, hour to win.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Pretty cool. Listen all day. See that? It's Morgan in the Morning with some viral comedy coming up. You won't want to miss this.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
All right, I got two cuts for you today that you got to look because this is an actual flight attendant sharing the five things you should never do on an airplane.
Do not ever touch the flush button or lever with your bare hand. When you flush, use a napkin or a tissue that's in the lavatory.
Sounds
number two,
good.
Don't forget to drink water. Stay hydrated. You want to have about 16 ounces for every flight that you go on. Number three, do not fall asleep or lean your head on the window.
No.
You're not the only one who has done that, and you don't know how many people or children have wiped their hands all over the window. Number four, don't wear shorts when you're on an airplane.
Why
not? If you have pants, you're going to have less germs. Number five, don't feel afraid to let a flight attendant know if you're feeling sick. We are there to help.
Okay, all right. I wear shorts everywhere, though. I hate long pants. Anyway, viral comedy, check it out. It's pretty funny. Now, there's one that's even funnier. This has gone viral, and it's so funny, I even saw it on ESPN. A professional cricket match in Ireland. There's a dog on the field. You see, in Europe, they don't mind when animals roam the sports fields. But the fact is, it was a cricket match, and cricket is a weird sport. It's a combination of field hockey and something else. And the ball gets loose, and the dog picks it up.
I have to look to take two. They're going to have to take a chance now. Oh, dog. Oh, the dog is the ball. Oh, here we go. Now that is...
And there he goes.
Brilliant.
Now there we go. Dog has stopped play. There we go. I think we'll retrieve the ball. It may need a clean.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
It may need a clean. Viral comedy for the day.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
More late night sound bites. This time the Delta variant has caused some more shortages. Jimmy Fallon has the details. Lynn Hall should be in with the birthday buddies and a whole lot more. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Meanwhile,
as if the Delta variant isn't causing enough problems, apparently it's now led to a shortage of printing paper.
Oh.
This is a big deal. If this is true, my dad will have no way to print out his emails.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday Buddies. Birthday Buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday Buddies.
Every day.
And go!
Yeah! I just love that intro.
Where did we get all those people from? Did you have to pay them?
Yes, we spared no expense. No expense. Absolutely no expense. All right, let's take a look at the celeb birthdays first, shall we?
Okay.
That's the voice of Lynn Hall, and she's here because it's...
Birthday Buddies.
There it is. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday to Jessica Brow. Is it Brow Finley? Well, it's her maiden name. Well, let's just go to Jessica Finley.
Okay.
She's 32 years old. You know her as Lady Sybil in Downton Abbey.
Oh, is that where she... Okay.
Yeah, she's quiet.
All right.
One of my favorite dudes on TV is celebrating a birthday today. He's one of my favorites just because he's the most popular screamer out there. Andrew Lincoln, you know who he is?
Yes, Rick Grimes from The Walking Dead.
Very good. He's 48 years old today, and nobody screams better than him. Now that's a scream with
honestly,
gusto.
Honestly, yes,
you know
it
what
is.
I mean? Give me some more. Give me some more.
Come on, Rick.
Come on, Rick.
We're going night.
We're getting out of here now.
Get inside. Back off. Move, school. Get moving. Go. Straight and up. Shut up.
Shut up.
Get back to the RV. You don't belong here.
You let me know when you have enough.
Keep going, it's great.
This could go on for days, but the man is
How
a great...
How can you think like that?
How can you think like that?
What the hell are you doing?
What the hell are you doing?
Oh, my goodness.
He is the greatest screamer of all time.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a shame he's no longer on the show, but
no. But what happens when he goes home at the end of the day?
He yells at his family
His wife
like
has
that
got
too.
That meatloaf on the kitchen table. Honey, how was
Where's
your day?
Where's the salt?
It was great.
Where's the salt?
Okay, Andrew, take it easy.
Gee.
You're going to be all right.
Calm down now.
Yeah. Okay, here's a song we all love at karaoke, especially when we're highly intoxicated.
Mm-hmm.
Morgan Harkett.
Oh.
Is 62 years old today.
I like his name.
Morgan
Harkett.
He is the lead vocalist for Aha and that Take On Me song.
Yeah, that Take On Me song.
Yeah, that thing that is now like everything from lawnmower commercials
to
insurance.
It's everywhere.
You name it. It's everywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's Aha. So happy birthday to him. Oh, here comes one from a long time ago. That's the voice of Bowser.
Oh, I love Bowser. Everybody loves
Bowser.
Yeah.
From Shanana, Bowser is 74
is
years
he
old
really?
Today.
Wow.
Wow. Happy birthday, Bowser. Give me birthday buddies like that. It's time for...
Birthday. All right, I'm done. Sorry.
Isn't it great, friend? She'll do anything
I
ask her.
Seriously. Yeah.
Here are the local celebs we call birthday buddies. Amanda Graybill is 33 years old today.
And Autumn Frank from Lebanon, all the way from Lebanon, 30 today.
Happy birthday to Brooke Tressler. She's 42.
Carolyn Brubaker is 33 today.
Carrie Frymoyer from Sealands Grove, 42.
David Kavitsky from Shamokin is 51.
I love when you handle the Shamokin names. Faye Mowry from Elysburg is 60 years old today.
Felicia McKnight from, what the heck is that? What is that? Alfreda?
I think it's a pizza.
I'm not sure. Anyway, she is 29 today.
Glenn Oberlin is 65. Happy birthday.
Heidi Hare from Sunbury is 45 today.
Heidi Hare. Jacqueline Chrisman is 55 today.
Jeff Cimino, or is it Cimino, from Mount Carmel? He's 60 today.
Happy birthday to Courtney Milieu from Mifflinburg, 26.
Lisa Black from Richfield, 46 today.
Michelle Stiley from Herndon is 38.
And Nancy, oh my goodness, Nancy, I'm probably going to just murder your name.
Is that like Pramati Sandwiches?
I think so, Pramati Sandwiches, yes, from Middleburg, and she is 63 today.
Pamela Benford from Winfield is 51.
Robert Moster from Sealands Grove, 55 today.
Sarah Robinson from Sunbury, 34. Happy birthday.
Another Sarah Heinzelman from Mifflinburg is 33 today.
Tiffany Telhansky from Cole Township is 35. And
that's it.
That's it. Yeah, that's what we got on the list. Hey, if you have a birthday, you can message it in. But I got to say, honestly, we're having a problem here and there with our Facebook Messenger on the 94KX side. I can't access it once in a while. I don't know. And then you people contact us later and say, hey, you missed one. And I say,
well, yeah,
sorry.
But we couldn't help it.
Yeah. So you can use the Ford Fun Line anytime. It's open all the time. 1-800-326-94KX. Email, snail mail. Try
bring
the text
in,
club. Yeah.
Walk it in from the front. We don't care.
Carrier pigeon. That would be fine.
Yeah, there you go. There's the carrier pigeon again.
Each and every day at this time, it's
birthday buddies.
Very good. Very good.
Thank you.
Allie is in for Mark. News is next. Rob the Sports Center with Monday Night Football and more. And AccuWeather. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Zero.
Hill, it's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford in Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. It's National Eat a Hoagie Day. Get on our Facebook page. Tell us where we can find your favorite hoagie. All right? Just tell us, because there's a pretty good chance I'll go there and try your hoagie on for size and see if we like it. Also on the way, Penn State is staying home again this weekend. Auburn, what a cool game. It's time for another Penn State Ticket Blitz, giving you the chance to win a pair of tickets to the Penn State-Auburn game this weekend. Yesterday, we had a qualifier whose daughter is a professor at Auburn. Wow. Qualifiers from Elysburg, Ashland, Penns Creek, and more. You could be next. Stay with us. Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good when your local favorite college football team is playing at home again. It's the Penn State Ticket Blitz back this year again, this time with our good friends at Register Chevrolet. Now, you know the way this works, right? We take, like, callers 9, 4, and 1 because we're 94.1. It's that simple. So callers 1, 4, and 9, if you will, qualify to win a pair of tickets to this week's Penn State home game, prime time, Saturday 7:30 kickoff with Auburn. What did he say? Yes, Auburn. It's been a long, long time. You want in on this? Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Callers 149 qualified to go to the game.
94.1 WQKX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We'll check those qualifiers and we'll hug our hound dogs. Stay with us. It's Morgan in the Morning. Penn State Auburn this coming Saturday. We've got qualifiers from Penns Creek, Northumberland, and we got Lana on the line here. Where are you from?
Bloomsburg.
All right. Thanks for checking in from Bloom. You ready for the fair?
Oh, not really. No, we usually go away.
That's why you want to go to the Penn State game.
That's it.
That's it. Nothing wrong with that. Penn State and Auburn from Beaver Stadium. You are now qualified in the Ticket Blitz. What do you think?
I think that's awesome. Thank you.
94KX.
Well, not all people stay in town during the Bloomsburg Fair, I guess. Congratulations to our qualifiers, the Penn State Ticket Blitz with Register Chevrolet.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Well, I'm gonna hug my hound dog, 'cause he's my whole world.
Wait a minute, this isn't Elvis? Who is this guy? I mean, no, shut it off. Shut it off. Thank you. It's National Hug Your Hound Day. Now, do you call your dog a hound even though he's not? I thought it was like a hound dog. Like, if you owned a hound dog, you're supposed to hug him today. But it turns out people are, you know, going viral hugging their shih tzus. I don't know. Whatever. I have a hound dog that lives next door to me. And when I say next door, I live deep in the heart of Port Township, where the men are men and sour to women. I love it out there. So next door isn't next door. It's like across the field. But Avery lives there, my buddy Gene's dog. And she visits all the time. And she's some kind of coon hound or something. She's just adorable. She's quiet. She's friendly. More than I could say about my roommate, Leo. But, you know, she's a great dog. Unless she gets on a scent. And it's like, vroom, 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 that funny bark that hound dogs have. So get out there and hug your hound dog today. And, yeah. And if you don't have one, just swing by my place and borrow my buddy Gene's hound dog. I'm sure he wouldn't mind. Taking a look at our Facebook post today. It's also Eat a Hoagie Day. Where is yours? Let us know.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Allie's got the news next. Also on the way, Rob with the sports and Steve with the AccuWeather. Next hour, your chance to win Spyglass VIP tickets to see Get the Let Out Friday night. Stay with 64 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Driving to work? Don't forget to buy a hoagie for lunch today on National Eat a Hoagie Day.
Oh, hoagies and grinders, navy beans, navy beans, navy beans, navy beans.
Go to our Facebook page and tell us where your favorite hoagie is. And we'll show you some love. Maybe we'll even try out the hoagie.
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
Also on the way in the next few minutes, your chance to be a 94KX VIP at Spyglass with Get the Let Out Friday night.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Can you wait? No, you probably shouldn't wait. Unless you want to buy your tickets right now, get online. Get online at SpyglassRidgeWinery.com. Get complete details of the two shows that are left in the Backyard Series this summer. One of them is Friday night. Get the Let Out. They just keep coming back. They fill the winery. It's a great time. Listen to that. They're an all-out American Led Zeppelin experience is what they call themselves. Not a tribute band, not a covered band. An all-out American Led Zeppelin experience. And trust me, last year during their sound check, they did go into California, and it melted my heart. You want to be a 94KX VIP for the show Friday night? You can be if you call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
We'll take caller four. Good luck to you. 94.1 WQKX. We'll check with our winner in just a bit. A late night soundbite on the way and Tom's top list. Don't go away. It's Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
We have another winner.
Yeah, David, it's you. He's on the road. Where are you driving?
I'm coming through Sunbury right now.
Okay, you driving, huh?
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, where are you from? Where's your hometown?
Shamokin.
All right, David, you're on your way to see Get the Let Out at Spyglass Friday night.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
Yeah, they are the definite American tribute to the Led Zeppelin experience. You and a guest on the way, VIP style. That means you park up top at Spyglass with VIP parking. You get your VIP bracelets, you and a guest. You go into Three Beards Brewing for a two-hour party. Then it's down under the SBC VIP tent for the show right up against the stage. What do you think, bud?
Oh, man, that's good. Great. I can't wait.
Yeah, it's Friday night, and we will see you there for Get the Lead Out. VIP passes only available here with Morgan in the Morning.
94KX.
Yes. Late night soundbite coming up, by the way. Seth is talking about that subway outage. Remember? A couple days ago, somebody pushed the wrong button. Tom's top list of how to unfriend someone as well.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
An investigation concluded last week that a recent MTA subway outage that shut down 83 trains was caused by someone accidentally flipping a power switch. Said one man, so that's what it does.
Yeah. Would you be that person? I think if the button said, don't touch this, I don't think I'd touch this.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's Top List of the Day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the Goody Room.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's Top List of the Day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started, because this one's an interesting one today. Tom's Top List of Reasons Why We Unfriend Someone on Social Media. The top one is over politics. We have dumped friends over politics. I completely agree. I would like to have differences politically with some people, but wow, we live in a nation of hate right now and division. Some people get way out of control. I was having a friendly discussion the other night, Facebook Messenger with someone. Then it got into name calling. I was like, what? Come on, man. Whatever happened to debates? You know, that kind of thing. All right, 14% has to do with vaccination. That comes in at number two. You actually unfriend someone because of vaccination. Next on the list, the person started dating or sleeping with your ex. Yikes. Gossip is next on the list. 12% of us will get rid of someone over gossip. And last on the list, you found out they were a great big liar. Well, that'll do it, too. Tom's List.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
You betcha. Allie's got the news. Rob's got the sports. And Steve's got the AccuWeather. Hey, we've got the Fight Hunger campaign, which is going on all this month with our good friends at Wise Markets. Please, when you shop at Wise, round up at the register. That would be a cool idea. $1, $3, $5 or more. And that money goes to fund the local food banks and buy non-perishable items for those food banks as well. Hey, tell them 94KX sent you, and fight hunger locally with the Fight Hunger campaign from Wise Markets. 65 now, high atop Blue Hill. It's Morgan in the Morning, driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Lewisburg. Well worth that drive down Route 45. Hey, early this morning, we posted on National Eat a Hoagie Day. Where's your favorite hoagie? We don't want to know what kind you eat. We just want to know where to find it. And you guys are commenting some pretty cool local stuff. Go to our Facebook page and let us know. We'll check the list coming up.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Wow, that song needed to be longer. I just found an article that said people are huffing onions because they think it kills coronavirus. I don't know. I'm just like, wait, what? Who comes up with this stuff? I don't know. Should I get vaccinated or should I just suck an onion? Well, try that. It might work. I don't know. It's circulating around on the internet. There's zero evidence it actually helps. It'll make your eyes water and your breath stink, but you go head on. You huff an onion. If that's what you want to do. Earlier this morning on Facebook, we asked you, onions or not? No, we didn't. We asked where to find your hoagie. It's National Eat a Hoagie Day. And I just love hoagies, all right? Dan's Deli in my hometown of Wilkes-Barre makes the best hoagie, like, ever. All right? But then I don't live in Wilkes-Barre anymore. I grew up there. When I go home, I go to dance. When I go to a Penn State game, I actually call home. And if someone's coming with me, like my brother or my sister or any in-laws, whatever, stop at Dan's and get me a number 7. And they do, and that's what we tailgate with, right? Now, if I don't get that opportunity, I stay local. It's all good. On a roll in Northumberland, hands down, new place, hands down, Tom's place to go. I don't know if that's an endorsement. I don't know if I'll get paid for it. I don't know if I'll get in trouble for it. I don't know. But Zach over at Honor Roll and Nori is getting it done. Turkey hoagie's the best. Impossible burger? If you don't want the red meat like I don't? Great. And Zach made fun of me a couple weeks ago because I went for the Dagwood. He said, dude, there's red meat on here. I said, all right, I'm going to break the rules for just one time. It was delicious. Roast beef and ham in there. I'm trying not to eat red meat. I eat it like once every 10 days now. Trying to cleanse, you know what I mean? But anyway, it's Eat a Hoagie Day. And on Facebook, we ask, where's yours? Marsha says Marlins. Man, Marlins in downtown Sunbury, they've been around forever. I moved here when? 1982? And I think I was only living here 2 days and I was at Marlins. Somebody drugged me in there. I was like, oh, I love this place. Anyway, then you got the Sunbury Sub Shop. Diana says, yep, the best Sunbury Sub Shop. Jessica says, Angie's Market in Treverton. What do you think about that? Never been there, Jessica. Thank you for the suggestion. When I hit the coal region, on the way, I'll stop at Angie's. Now, Janice says Jersey Mike's. I was really reluctant to go to a Jersey Mike's because they started in Jersey as a small-time hoagie shop. Now they franchised, and now they're national, and I'm like, eh. But when I went, I wasn't disappointed. So, okay. Let us know where your favorite sub is. Where is it? We don't necessarily want to know what you're eating. But, I mean, where is your favorite sub? And think about this. A sandwich is not a sub. You got to have it on a sub roll, right? So if you go to a sandwich shop, that's a whole nother conversation. Man. I like, what's that little market there, right where the old Camelback Bridge used to be in Seals Grove? Now it's just a cement bridge, boring as hell. But anyway, it's progress. Heimbach's, that's what it's called. The Amish ladies in there make the best sandwiches ever. You just walk up to the meat counter and say, give me a turkey and provolone. Put a little mayo on there. Poof. So sandwiches are not hoagies, and hoagies are not sandwiches. I'm sorry, burgers are not hoagies either. So today is Eat a Hoagie Day. So let's see if you can get it done. All right? WQKX. Morgan in the Morning, final thoughts coming up.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Yeah, we're wrapping it up, as they say at the Hoagie Shop. Chad Evans is on the way next. Mark Stevens this afternoon with that chance to win the Pat Benatar tickets at the Bloomsburg Fair. You'll be listening in the 2 o'clock hour. Sam Tyler tonight. That wraps up the lineup. I just saw here, as we say goodbye, that Hidden Valley Ranch Dressing is now selling treat-sized ranch packets for trick-or-treating. Are you kidding me? Nothing says smear it all over the front porch after they close the door like that does. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Thanks for listening. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.